In a good old summertime at home, Monumental Park has a great source of enjoyment for many on Thursday nights. And the man that I think is responsible more for that than anybody else is David McGillicuddy. David, first of all, what was the origination of the McGill Band?
I had taught here since 1968, and I had seen an awful lot of kids come through the program and graduate from Holton High School, as well as being in contact with other directors and other communities, knowing that students had come through the programs in their schools. And I knew that there was a number of students that would stay in their communities, were good musicians, and I thought this would be the time, actually in 1985, that would be the right time to start a community band. And so I went to all of the directors that I knew, and I got on the phone and called musicians that were already here in town who had been playing here for a number of years, as well as tapped a lot of the students that I thought could handle the music and would be interested in the type of program like this. And I thought it was just simply ripe at that time for the community to do this, because as you might remember, that once upon a time this community had a town band, and it would operate during the summers, and then it fizzled out shortly after the Second World War in the 50s. And people were enjoying camps and not spending so much time in the summer in town. But I still saw that there was a great deal of people who were good musicians in the community, and I thought, this is something that we can develop and we can start this. So.
And what was the first program you presented at the Monument Park?
The first program that I had? Well, what I did is, because I was sure that this was going to be successful, but I wanted to make it something that was not only successful for the people that came to listen and to enjoy the evening, but I wanted to be a good experience with musicians. So I chose to pick music that was not overly difficult, that was fairly easy to put together in a relatively short amount of time, which means that we could build up the material and have numbers that we could do for at least an hour. That was an important objective of mine. And so I chose music from my library, from the high school library, that I knew was successful, that people had enjoyed, that students had enjoyed playing it, that audience seemed to like that, and I thought these would be the numbers that I would choose. And so that's how I developed the music at that time.
The music itself has changed quite a bit in the last 30, 40 years. The music I enjoyed, all the old standards, Gershwin, Jerome Kern, and all those great singers. But do you do anything on the modern vein or the newer vein?
Yes, we do. Of course, I did this until I retired as a music instructor, band director in 2006. I was fortunate, and I gave it to Joe Fagnett, and Joe, who is now the Holton High School band director, Joe willingly accepted this. And what we did is we chose music that was based on a lot of the musicals, as well as marches. Marches seems to be a great favorite of many people. Joe has also, at this point in time, has chosen to pick some music that is a little on the modern vein, as well as music that I think any one of us would recognize and enjoy. And that has made it a success. As long as you choose music that is recognizable to people enjoy listening to, then it's going to be successful.
You've had some interesting people involved in your group over the years. Of course, I'm sure you must have had many changes.
I've had a lot of changes. The unique thing about this group is most community bands in the state of Maine, and there's about, at this point, there's about, when we first started, I think there were about 10 community bands. Now it's developed to about maybe 18 community bands in Maine. And a lot of those groups are mostly made up of adults. And I wanted to take a different route, because I wanted the kids that I had, that I was teaching, to experience this type of a venue so that they might go on to play, and also to develop their musical ability. So I kept it along the lines of introducing young people. So you've got the adults and the older people who been there and been musicians for a number of years, and you've also got an intermingling with the young students. I think it's worked out really, really well for both.
Do any of the younger people enjoy the classics or anything of that type, or the old-time music that we enjoy so much?
Well, that's what is great about this organization, is that we also choose music as that type. And it's music sometimes that students aren't necessarily, they have not heard. Once they hear this, once they perform it, they grow in appreciation of that music. And it's part of their musical development. And we find that they do enjoy it. So it's really a great thing.
David, when is the first Thursday night this year?
Well, this year it's going to be, we're going to start a little bit earlier than we ordinarily do. We generally start about the second or third week of June. We wait until the activities are done at the high schools because we do use some of their equipment. We use their timpani. We use some of their bigger instruments that we have. And it just makes things so much easier that when school is out that we can have access to those instruments. But this year, under Michael Clark, who happens to be the manager of the band, and has been a manager since its inception in 1985. And Michael is the ex-governor of the Houlton Rotary Club, thank you. And this year is the, I think it's the state. We are the state host here in Houlton. And so it's going to be, because of that, we're going to have many outside people here. We've decided to have our first concert June 1st. If it's rainy, we're going to have it in the Miller Arena. If not, we're going to be downtown in the where we generally play. So,
and finally, David, what's the origination of that shell down at Monument Park? I know that's a very good place to play from.
Well, when we first started in '85, we wanted to play in the park, and which was Monument Park. That happens to be one of the nicest community settings that you'll see, really in the state of Maine. If you go to other parks, this is really top notch as far as being in a very quaint and very, very nice atmosphere. And we would place ourselves right beside the wall of the Military Street Baptist Church. You know, you were at that time on ground that was sometimes not even, and you had the sounds that were simply going out into the air, and the acoustics weren't that good. And I think people understood that this was something that was going to be successful, that we were going to be there every year, that it was going to go on, and that it was something that going to be very important to the community. And so, again, under the Houlton Rotary Club, after a few years that we had played, got the idea that we should have a permanent structure.
Well, David, I'd like to thank you for providing a lot of entertainment for thousands of people, because I know I certainly enjoy it, and I'm sure that everybody within our listening audience and many people who visit here in the summertime are very thankful for your organization.
I appreciate that.